Hey guys, it's Oban here. Just want to let you know, this was a really fun episode to put together. Kind of a little bit more of a live and raw episode. A lot of fun. The audio at times is a little funky, moving around in the studio, banging things, but I think you guys will like it just the way it is. So just giving you a heads up on that. Thank you again. And enjoy the episode.
Hey, Red.
What's up, Oban?
Do you know that if you want to support us more, they can go to our Patreon?
Yeah. They get Discord community, Ask Madam Red Anything, and a bonus episode.
Mm, and I also hear sometimes there's like a little bit of extra sexy content that comes in once in a while.
Absolutely. Sometimes I appear naked.
Where should they go?
They should go to truenorthdom.com. Under our support us into our Patreon.
Love it.
You are now listening to the True North Dom podcast, a discussion of all things kink, fetish, Diaz, and sexual curiosities. Have your safe word ready, kinky friends, as you join your hosts, Madam Red and Oban. Oban. I feel like that. Ooh, you do a good job. I'm feeling it. You, I'm going to make that penis grow after I stretch your holes.
Yeah? Hello, Red.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. I have been enjoying the fuck out of the Okanagan summer now.
Yeah, because the fires went away.
Well, it's true. I mean, I went to a wine concert at a winery last weekend. Got hanging out with friends doing barbecue. Last night, I went down to the beach.
I hung out with Alex with Switch Kitchen's dad.
Oh, you did?
He's a hilarious, cool character.
Yeah, I'm going on a wine tour tomorrow with some friends. Like, it's beautiful out here. I mean, we literally just had the fifth fire of the within 25-mile radius start again 2 days ago, but fuck.
Yeah, I haven't really done, I've done like little small gathering things, but no wine tasting or anything.
I'm going to, I mean, like I was just talking to you before it started, I'm going to a good old fuck party for October Halloween themed.
Nice.
And I'm sure there'll probably be about 50 people there.
Nice.
Which may or may not be legal, but this will be an underground party anyways.
I think so. Well, I think by September 15th, they're mandating vaccinations. So who knows? Anything can change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be an underground party anyways. I mean, it's a fuck party. They're typically underground anyway. So
some dicks that need sucked out there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Daddy Red, and I am a dominatrix and the host of the True North Dom podcast.
I am Oban, a submissive, and also host of
this. What are you chuckling about?
Because you always say host. You never, ever say co-host.
Fuck no. I am a dominatrix. I lead this.
We are co-hosts. We are fucking co-hosts.
You're the
and
co-host.
Every fucking time
the
you say this.
True North Dom.
Oh my God. Whatever. That's why I'm laughing at it. It's
good. Good. I'm glad.
Actually, I'm a little nervous today.
Why?
Because we've got a device on the table that looks scary as fuck that we're going to use today.
On you?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have a real penis to put in that.
No, so you bought a penis pump and we are going to try it on me
so
today.
So I'm
drinking
into
right now.
Medical play, and so I bought some fun little medical stuff to add to my collection because, you know, I play for a living.
Right.
That's my professional job.
Right.
And so I have like a femdom underground group, you know, of professionals that are all around. And I asked them, hey, what kind of pump do you recommend that's great for pro work?
So that's what I want to find out. Like, so would this come in a medical play scenario? Is that how it would play out?
This is how I envision it. Okay. Yes. And
so like the scene would be like, I'm going to fix your penis, or
I'm going to milk your cock.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna
take all and using
your
devices.
Sperm.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait a second. This thing milks you? Oh, fuck. I've never used a penis pump in my life.
Oh, this is going to be great.
great. So you can tell from the receiving end if I don't blow a capillary, of course.
Do not blow my... Hey. PSI. Wait a second. Can we hurt my dick?
Well, yeah, there's always, when it comes to BDSM activities, I have a date
tomorrow. I don't want my dick broken.
I've got some Viagra.
First of all, I'm taking it.
No, you're not. I'm saving it for someone else if they're worthy enough of my time.
I have Viagra. I have a ton of Viagra.
So anyways, I did some research, and this is Pipe Dream Pump Works. And
not a sponsor.
The Max Precision Power Pump. So it's got a little trigger gun, a little PSI thing.
So the whole idea behind a penis pump, I think the original idea was, is people that had a...
Engorge your cock.
Well, wasn't it like if you couldn't get your penis hard? Was that part of it?
I think originally pushes the blood flow into right. That area.
So if you back in the day, and by back in the day I mean like 60s and 70s, yeah. If you could not get an erection, and this was pre Viagra time,
yeah,
you would use a penis pump. So there are a variety. I want to speak to this on the true sense of the word, erectile dysfunction. Is something that hits all ranges in men or penis owners. But typically it's related to medical conditions. So blood pressure, heart issues, cholesterol issues. But also too, it can be related to... I've talked in the podcast. I've struggled at times when I had really severe stress in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or... if when I've used recreational drugs, there are times when you maybe can't get it up.
So are we going to have issues? Because you're how many sparkling
vodkas? No. Alcohol does not affect my erectile
abilities. Okay, good. So you should be full erect and excited to see me when
I touch
that coffee.
Okay, but does this thing have to be erect to start with?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Your
penis is the dick.
Wait a second here.
Let's listen.
We're just kind of throwing this out of...
We're just
going
to throw your dick in there. I mean, you're not going to use it today.
Maybe I will.
Maybe. I don't know. It's mine to use right now, okay?
No, wait a second. You're not my dom.
I thought you were a service sub. Shouldn't you be grateful that I'm... You know how many dudes want me to fondle their dicks and throw them in this thing?
You know, it's so funny because you're always like...
And you get this shit
for free. You're always like, you'll fuck me in the ass. And I'm like, no, you'll touch my... And I'm like, yeah. Like, everyone else is like, I want this. You literally get paid for that.
You know what? I think the partner that I'm with isn't grateful for all the things that I throw at them, right?
You literally could throw them a bill.
I've calculated it, actually. No, I have.
Like an evening of fun.
I've calculated how much I have milked their prostate, fucked their ass,
and
how much energy I put in the relationship.
Oh, the relationship. Like, say a night of fucking.
375,000 within 8 months.
Jesus Christ.
When we are...
That's an addiction
dating.
He could not
afford.
Afford.
Getting that for free. And bitching that
I
was eating
obviously
groceries.
you're a willing participant in that
yes,
too.
Yes. But I calculated.
All right. So how much am I getting
here
for free
go.
Today here?
Oh yeah. Maybe there might be a happy ending. Maybe you'll shoot your load in
what
this
if
pump.
I fucking shoot my load in this thing?
Wouldn't
be the first time.
Clavicide. Well, as you see, it's like still in the package. You're the first one. You're popping its cherry.
Okay, well, and I took
and
a shower before. Literally took a shower before I came here. So we're all good
and
clean.
Okay.
Okay, well, while we're talking about this, I want to...
I'm going to read what it says. It says, Pipe Dream Pump Work. Discover thick, throbbing erections that last with this professional-grade Max Precision Power Pump. Developed as an affordable, non-surgical alternative to expensive medical procedures and pills, and handheld penis pump is an easy way to instantly enlarge your penis without any negative side effects. For the quote, I bought this off Pink Cherry for $9.99.
$9?
$99.99.
Oh,
$100.
$9. I'm not sticking anything. $9.99. That's
$9. Yeah, too many nines in there. I think they had a sale too, like a 20% a coupon.
So did this have some reviews and shit?
It had the best. So
okay.
Simply insert your penis into the vacuum cylinder tube.
Does it talk about lube?
Squeeze. I would recommend it. Trust me. Yeah. It's not my first rodeo doing this.
You've done this before.
Not on me, but I was the giver. Okay. Squeeze the pistol grip handle and mm-hmm. watch your pleasure rod get bigger. It really does says this. And thicker ever before.
Oh, well, it's stuck to the table. I'm just trying this right here.
That's where Alex put his prostate.
Have you not washed the table since then?
Yeah, I told you the day you were fucking sniffing it. Okay, let's seriously figure out how we do this so I don't fucking ruin your dick.
Oh my goodness, I'm scared. Okay, now.
So I put this on you.
This thing
you.
Goes up to 70 PSI?
Oh yeah. I'm not going to do that. Just relax. Let me read this, goddammit. Will you just shut up and listen?
I feel scared.
The soft PVC sleeve forms a perfectly tight seal against the skin and creates a powerful vacuum inside the chamber, forcing your erection to quickly expand and swell with power. Mm-hmm. It really does say that. The clear vacuum cylinder allows you to see your cock get bigger and fatter with each squeeze of the lever. I should use this for OnlyFans discussions.
Yeah.
It's great descriptor.
Yeah, you should just read it. Someone will get off on it.
Yeah. Well, easily read the gauge lets you know how much pressure you've pumped. The tube is made from thick, heavy-grade acrylic marked with both U.S. and metric. Oh, it's a good thing I'm both U.S. and metric.
Yeah, good thing you're diversified
and dynamic.
Bilingual.
Pumping progress. When you're done, okay. Well, I want to know what's the safe median. I guess you're going to have to tell me. Use your color system words, yellow, red, green, okay?
I'm going to go take this fucking thing off.
It doesn't tell me how to use it, though. So will you let me look at it?
Yeah, so I mean, ultimately, yes. We'll do red, yellow, green. Yellow is a warning. Red is stop immediately, right?
Yeah, because I
green
don't
is we're doing good. So then, and will you do a number system and check-in too? Do like a number check-in system or what? It has to have a suction. So like if it's on the table, it'll start to suck. So it needs a good suction base. So I'm not like completely hairless, but I suspect.
Where's the valve?
Right here. Release? You trigger it right here. So go like, this is what I was playing with. So hold it down. Hold it down for a second. So see it's starting to build?
Yeah.
Okay, try and move it. It's stuck. Okay, yeah. But okay, do it again. Now, and then to release it, right here.
Where's
just pull
the trigger
right there.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's your penis and not mine.
Well, you always talk about your dick like your dicks. You're sitting over here talking. No
my
one can hear you.
My dicks are always fat and erect. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so.
So as someone who has an average penis, I mean, I don't want to be specific on. Please don't say that when I. Wait, no. No, fuck you. Get over there. No one can hear you because you're not on. When I.
I really didn't mean to cough at your penis size. I really coughed because I took a drink of water. I swear to God. I swear on Silas's life. I promise you, I wasn't laughing at your dick.
Okay. Anyways, that being said, like, are we expecting this to actually make it bigger? Is that what it says?
You tell me. You're the receiver.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm
okay.
Gonna put my gloves
how are
on.
We gonna how are we gonna hear everything here?
Why don't you take your pants off?
Alright, let's do this. Take this piece off. So that and remember this thing's directional. Alright, so
okay.
Put this over here. Alright, it's gonna be one of these podcasts where it's like we're in the background here. Alright, pants coming off.
This is so much fun. Can you hear my gloves? That's my gloves. I should probably take my sweater off since it means business. Oh my God. Oben, I want to do some CBT with you too.
What?
Let's talk about, yeah, let's put these little clothespins on your
dick. No. Oh, no, we're not putting clothespins on my dick. I told you, I might actually get laid today. Stop it.
Let's negotiate halfway.
No, see,
no.
This is not how you negotiate a scene. We just
Can I just test one on your penis?
No.
Aww,
okay, on the foreskin tip.
Yeah, okay, I win. I love it when I get what I want.
Whoops, I just tossed these across the room.
Just throwing your fucking laundry all over my place. Okay. This is why I live alone.
Hang on, we're going to move this up here.
Okay, so you're going to stand while I pump your cock?
No, right now, you just can... clip my foreskin.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not erect. Just put it on the tip. Why the fuck?
I got needles too.
No, we're not. No. Okay, I give
pull
you.
Pull your dick out. I can't even see it.
Oh, fuck you. Just put it on the foreskin.
Oh, stop it. I'm not even on there yet.
Ah! Oh, fuck me! Holy fuck, take it off! Fuck! Ah! Oh, fuck, take it off! Fuck! Fuck!
Come here, let me give you a hug. Come here.
Fuck!
Come here, let me hug you. Come here. So... I know, that's painful, I know. You did a good job.
Oh!
Poor Nate. It's okay.
Okay, let me look at my dick. Oh my god. That just... You know what? I'm used to larger...
I know. They're mean. Pins. You know what happened, though? Your foreskin got in there.
Oh! I think...
Let me look at it. Come here. Let me get my glasses. It's so
sick. Oh, fuck you! You know, I don't like this episode already.
It's just a comedy show. Come here. Let me look at you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're just red. You're okay.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like I gave you herpes.
Thanks.
It's just red and inflamed.
Okay, you want to clean this
okay. one. I threw the one I used on your dick away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Small clothespins, a no for me. That's a hard limit.
Well, that's good. Now I know I can't use them on other people.
Holy, these are... So my foreskin got
so
stuck in there?
So I use them for those Polaroid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but my foreskin got stuck in there.
See, they went like this.
Oh, they went sideways? They're cheap-ass fucking... Oh, my God.
Yeah, they came from the dollar store.
Why am I doing this?
I know. You're such a great sport. Okay, so sit down and lube this cock up.
I think best if I lay down. Because we want to get a good suction.
Okay, we gotta try and do. How is this gonna work? Oh my goodness!
I know, I don't know. Yet.
We need to figure this out.
So you sit down.
Oh, I got a great idea. Pause the episode, and I'll move the mic
how do
around.
We pause? Right here.
Yep. Come here, give me your pee pee.
Okay, are you starting to record?
It's recording.
I'm whining already. Oh my god.
Why
okay.
is your dick scared of me?
Oh, because you just. This has got to be, you got to turn around a little bit to get your direction.
I'm right here. All right, now, okay, so I got my gloves on.
Here's, the audience can't hear me as well as they can hear you, but I mean, I am definitely not erect.
No.
So I don't know if you need to be erect or not.
I don't know either. Most of the time when I do this, they're really happy to
you
see me. And I literally just like broke your dick with a clothespin.
Yeah, you just hurt it, so it's like. Not interested at all right now.
Okay, so
what are you doing?
I'm lubing up the pump.
Okay, so I'm not hairless, but I'm fairly shaven well. So, I mean, that's a conversation about the device, too, is like, will it get a suction, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you put it on my...
I'm grabbing your cock and I'm shoving it in. Okay. Will you hold that for me, please?
Yep. So... Perfect. Yeah, so it's
get a little hard. Get excited.
Oh, okay. It's suction.
Yeah, does it turn you on?
Not yet, but...
What? Do I need to take my top off?
Yes.
Okay, all
I'm
right.
I'm never going to say no to that.
All right, here, I'm going to take my headset, so we'll make you nice and turned on here. Oh, lucky you. I'm not wearing a bra.
Right. Oh, wow. Nice titty.
No touchy. Nobody touches me.
You're literally touching my dick.
You're consenting.
True. All right, okay. I'm gonna think of some things right now.
Yeah, think of that hot fuck party you're gonna be going to this month. Mm-hmm. Is there someone really special you're gonna fuck?
Okay, hang on. This
I'm
is,
put your penis in.
So I'm gonna describe this. This is what we're doing. So, I mean, I can feel it suctioning around my penis.
I'm just doing like a pump or two here and there. I'm not
what
like fully.
What does it say the pressure is? What does it read?
We're not even there yet.
No, but what's the pressure?
Like 2.
Okay, I, that's what I want to know.
Well,
I mean, it's
depending.
It's not
metric.
Me.
Okay.
Oh wait, I think I unsucked it. Okay, try it again. Oh!
Oh, there's your penis. It just broke through the seal.
Right. Okay. So it goes.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, penis. It's like a worm just emerged out of an egg.
I don't like the way that my penis is being described right now.
Do you feel vulnerable and violated?
Yes! I don't know about violated, but I do feel vulnerable.
So it said that it would be a bullet with erect pleasure and steel. Do you feel your penis with steel just bursting through?
I mean, it is kind of pleasurable. Okay, go for it.
I just want to do it in little pumps because I don't know. Oh, there it's coming out of the... So, Oben is not circumcised.
Nope.
And the head is slowly emerging.
Okay. So, it is...
Oh, there it is!
It is definitely...
Hi, welcome to the show.
It is definitely causing it to become erect.
Okay. So, how's the pressure feel?
Not bad. It feels like... Okay, so you're not pumping right now?
No, I'm stopping so you can talk.
So, now I can feel I'm getting turned on.
I can tell like, too.
But like, so it feels like when I have, like right now it feels like, wow, I'm having like a rager right now.
Yeah, I know. I see it. Your head's really engorged.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it feels like I'm kind of like, so I'm,
I don't see it drippy yet, but.
That's me. What's
and there's that some like? Humidity going on in there too. Look at the bubbles.
Yeah.
It's fogging
so that's
up in
me
there.
Like saying like, being like.
Hi, I'm ready for
yeah,
action.
That's me moving it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just gonna do a couple
so
pumps.
I do feel some pressure on my head.
Okay.
Ooh, so like I feel a lot. I feel the most of the pressure on the head itself.
Okay. Like and we're not even past 5 psi yet.
Like.
Okay.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa.
I'm at 3 now. It's going down.
Holy shit.
Oh, look at your head of your cock. So Oben's head of his cock. Is turning a purplish color now.
Well, because there's definitely like pressure on that. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, like I.
Are we green? Are we still green?
Or
yellow?
Green.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I'm just checking in with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it feels like I it feels like, okay, like that's.
Don't try fucking my pump.
No, I'm just...
You're hip thrusting in my pump.
Well,
he wants it so
things,
bad.
Yeah.
It feels great, doesn't
okay.
it? How does it make you feel down there? Daddy controlling the gun here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
But like, I'm definitely feeling a pressure, a pretty strong pressure on the... I'm going to say I'm getting close to a yellow just because I don't know what it does.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not painful, right?
No, but it,
it's not
like
painful.
It's definitely...
Some pressure.
Yeah, like it's...
Okay.
It's close to being like a, not a pain, but it's close to being like a, like, oh wow, like, okay, my dick is doing that. Did you add some more pressure to it? Or?
I did. I did a couple pumps.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do nice slow pumps,
yeah.
Let you feel, and then just keep, you know. So your head's really purple and engorged.
Yeah, and and that's where I feel all of the pressure, to be honest.
Okay, yeah.
Like a lot of pressure. I would be saying it's getting like to a real... Like strong yellow.
Okay.
Just because I don't know.
Okay. Wow, your rocket, your love rocket's really engorged.
What's it doing size wise? Woo! Yeah, that's.
I have you at a 15 psi.
So I'd say that that's getting close to painful on my head now.
Okay.
All the pressure, it feels like it's all about the head.
I'm going to give it a little release. How's that feel? Good?
A little bit. Yeah, that's good.
A little relief.
Yeah. A little relief.
And the cool thing about these toys is like you can play back and forth with the pressure, right?
Oh, that would be fun.
You can
do
a couple painful pumps, make it uncomfortable, and then you can...
So the only reason I like there's some nervousness with me is like I did break the... What do you call that? The freemium? I did break that at one point.
Oh, we should have talked about that beforehand.
Yeah.
But you feel okay?
Yeah, there's actually no pressure feeling there.
Okay.
It just feels like my... But like if... let's give it a few minutes. Let's just talk for a few minutes. And
okay.
Let it sit in that zone and
that
see
sounds
what it
does. Great. See what it does as it's engorged.
Yeah.
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 It kind of looks like one of those Star Wars guys with a helmet, and it's just really engorged and purple.
Right. It does feel, like I said, there is some...
Your cock looks
like
it's getting fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the shaft part. It's like getting really thick looking.
The head, so I'm probably building blood into it.
Oh,
right?
Totally.
Yeah.
There's like lots of blood in there.
The head is where I'm feeling most of the pressure.
Okay.
And I'm really curious what it'll be like when we release and take it off.
Mm,
I'm
going
to go check the mirror out afterwards. I'm curious if it stays or whatever. Because obviously the penis pump is about...
I love how you turn towards me so I can see your penis more.
It's about getting an erection, but it, like originally work these about getting an erection. Woo!
I did a couple more pumps at release.
That's a solid yellow.
Yellow, okay. Let's take a couple down.
But these are about like getting an erection and then... Fucking, right? Like, I would assume it's...
Yeah, I'm wondering...
Or maybe you put a cock ring
on. Would you be okay with, like, playing with your penis and seeing how sensitive it is when we're done with this and give feedback? Okay. Yeah. As to the sensitivity and pleasure?
I'm wondering if, like, with if the you blood? Wear a... I'm curious on how long the size and react... Like, the erection will stay in what it is.
Mm, yeah. Now, let me take a look here.
Yeah.
I just want to check the capillaries and blood vessels.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to make sure nothing bursts there. So, but it looks solid. It's hard to tell because it's really foggy
it
in there.
Exciting.
So when I was researching, there was different penis pumps that are like the hydro, like the water.
Okay.
It was interesting, but I wanted something that I can use where I didn't have to depend on taking a shower
really
with clients, right?
I mean, I started completely flaccid, not excited.
Totally. And then you just emerged through there.
It made me become it. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't...
It sucked you right through.
It wasn't that I was turned on. Like, it basically just took my dick and made it erect.
Yeah, totally. Because, like, that... So there's, like, a black flexi piece that you insert your penis in, and it just went... butted right out of there.
Yeah. I mean, so I've used Viagra for fun. Like, and that's when I felt like my... Or sometimes during, like... other recreational uses. I've had some fun and like I'll wake up with like my cock like really huge and large. I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like I'm like at that point a little bit, right?
Mm, okay.
So it does. It is exciting me somewhat. Like the fact that it's getting larger.
I'm controlling your cock. Because
I don't know if there's that. We're having a conversation.
We are. It's
and
hard.
That,
we're
like,
not in
up,
dumb
but,
space.
Like, we're not in a play space, but like it is exciting. But I think mostly because, like, my penis is being played with.
I'm going to get a couple more pumps.
Woo!
How are we feeling? Green, yellow? Are we yellow?
We're almost at red. Like,
okay.
I just don't
want to... Okay. Do you want me to release fully when you take your penis out and play with it and talk about it?
One more pump.
Okay. You jolted.
Yeah. Okay, let's release it now.
Okay.
That was red. Okay. Let's... Yeah, just pull my dick off.
They probably heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'll let you talk in this mic on the floor, and I'm going to step over to the other one.
So.
Get close to it and sit up.
Yeah, so I mean, it feels sensitive. The head, for sure, feels very sensitive. I'd actually say, you know, like, it doesn't feel like it's bigger now that it's outside of the penis pump.
Okay.
Maybe it doesn't feel bigger than normally, really.
Is it really sensitive?
But the head feels sensitive.
Yeah, okay.
Almost though.
And it's funny, as I'm looking at the head of your cock, the color's back to normal now.
Yeah. I would almost say.
It's not as purple. It's
like,
back
I'm
to
I'm rubbing
its
my cock
color.
Here. I'd almost say it's more a bit of a numbing. Like it's.
Mm.
It's a bit of a numbing, which is not a bad thing.
Do you have like tingling sensation?
No.
No, okay.
No, but
so
it's
numbing.
Definitely numbing because that head was being, it felt like really stretched out.
Okay. Yeah, no, it was engorged. Now it looks back to normal size.
But like,
and the color came
like
back.
My cock feels like.
Yeah. And your shaft was really swollen and fat.
I wish we took a picture of it. Yeah.
Oh, we can do it again.
All right, well, let's do it again.
Okay.
And then we'll take a picture because I know my...
I'll have you put your cock on because I took my latex gloves off.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay. And since I'm already erect, still. Let's see. How do I get them?
Okay. So give me the trigger. And then I'll let you get your camera there. Hi again. It's emerging from the seed.
Is that how it was looking before?
Yeah. I should put my t-shirt on. Hold on.
Yeah, I won't see. Oh, is that at the pressure I was at before?
No, we're going to have to work up to it.
Yeah.
But I'll... Now you know what to anticipate, what the comfort level is.
It feels like I'm kind of almost there already. So I'm wondering if my head is a little sensitive.
Mm, definitely, probably.
Right? Oh, yeah. I see how it's...
Well, that's right. You can't really see it because you're laying down.
Yeah.
I get front row seats. Okay, here we go.
What pressure level did we go to and where are we at now?
We're there now. 15.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah. So, yeah, I was feeling it.
Do you want to...
You want to see it? Whew. You can do another picture or something. Take a couple pictures because I'm going to want you to release it.
I can post this on Instagram.
No, not with my dick in there. Okay.
I'll put an eggplant on it.
Okay, release it. Release it.
Aw, look at it. I love how it makes this sound. Oh, see, how's that feel?
And now I'm like flaccid all of a sudden. That's funny.
Aw, I have that effect on men.
After I use it. But it feels like...
But your cock still looks fat.
Yeah, like it just, it feels like... Fat and yeah, I could see having fun at that.
Shit!
Careful. Definitely.
That's obnoxious. Hopefully, you can edit that out.
I mean,
so the head. Get in the mic and talk about that.
Yeah. So I would say, hang on. How am I gonna do that? Hang on. I'm not gonna be able to look at you. So yeah, the head is sensitive now. But almost like a numbing sense of, and when I went back in, I was like, oh, like I was like, oh, okay, right.
So it kind of took off where we left off, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely in a play, like if I was, so my nervousness and pain levels were never experienced it before, right? So now that I'm sitting here and my dick is normal, but my head feels... It feels kind of numb. So for those that are penis owners, you'll know, like, let's say you've been jacking off a lot or playing with your cock or had lots of sex and your head is just kind of numb and sensitive and a little bit raw. That's how it feels a little bit right now. So I'm not sure if that's like because it's new to it experience or what.
So do you think because they use this for enlargement and stuff and sexual enhancement, do you think after having this experience, if someone was to, like, if you were to fuck right now, do you think, like, it would be pleasurable because you feel numb? Or
I think you would need to use a cock ring with it because when you took it off, especially the second time...
Oh, to hold the blood flow.
Then. Yeah, because as soon as you took it off, my cock... I mean, like you said, it's still fat and kind of like, as people would describe, like plump. Semi or chubby, yeah. Whatever, right? But like, yeah, it was just kind of like done, right? Mm. So, but I think if you had a cock ring on, it would hold that blood flow.
Right.
But let's, of course, there's so many things to be careful of, whether it's a rubber one or a metal one. And,
right.
So... Those things come with their own risks and be aware of it. But yeah, so I would. So, but it was fun to also see my cock. And it, yeah, it was kind of fun.
Because you got to see with the phone, the camera.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Like the tip of my, like the, yeah, it kind of was like a reverse pyramid. It was like becoming very
engorged.
Engorged and stretching it out for sure. But I mean, I think you can take it to extremes. Obviously, this was the first time you. So I could see this being really cool in your play.
Oh, yeah. I think that with, you know, combination of...
There, girl. Just so I don't want to touch the...
Yeah. Prostate milking and stuff like that. That would be really fun. And like, you could do sound... There's so much you could do with...
No, so I definitely think you can have fun with partners or clients with this. It would depend if they're used to it too and what, but I mean, you could
put your face in front of the microphone.
Yeah. But I mean, I think you could definitely have some fun with this for sure with them. I'm going to put my underwear back on.
Sure. I'll give you permission. I'll give you permission, but you're still going to sit on the floor beneath me to chat.
Oh my God.
And And maybe I'll even make you clean that too with your mouth.
Tell me what you thought about it.
So I've played with this before. Not so much the trigger one, but the little like hand like air pump ones with the bulbs. I've played with those before with the little dial that you release. So it does kind of feel kind of chimpsy, the trigger, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
For saying
like a good break.
Yeah.
How was it when the pressure built up? Was it, did it feel a little weak?
It just kind of like it's all plasticky, I guess.
Yeah.
So I mean it's light and it's, yeah, and it gets so foggy inside because
right.
I'm a visual person. I want to see like the veins and the penis.
Were you enjoying
like a
that?
Zebra.
Like, was
yeah,
it, cool
it
visual?
Was. It was a really neat visual and stuff. So it was really fascinating.
Right.
Do you think you could come in that? Like, it, would it be something?
Oh,
that would
yeah.
turn you on to come
I think you could
that?
If you. If there was
moved
like
it up and down and jerked you off a little bit with it or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think there could be some play with it. Where
or
it's
even
up and down.
Milking, like my
yeah.
hands
oh,
milking
no, not that. Very much so, because it would take in the idea of being, you're being used.
Encapsulated.
And this device is like sucking your dick, like making your dick.
Milking your juices.
Milking you while
yeah.
you're being milked from behind prostate.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is something I could see being
so
really
that's
hot.
What I have used it
yeah.
for in the past,
yeah.
where I'm milking or fisting a partner.
Right.
And then like, you know, they're prostate coming into that. But yeah, so I'm really excited to explore it, I guess, and see
yeah.
the quality of how it lasts for the bang for the buck. So yeah, Max Precision.
This is so weird. I am not looking at you while
I know, and I'm looking down at your back and your head. Oh my gosh, you feel very
up.
Submissive.
A little bit, sure. I just thought it was a very cool experience, but I will just say, overall, almost all the sensation that I was experiencing was the head of the penis.
Hmm.
So,
yeah.
And that's what made me call red was the head of the penis. The shaft, I did not feel
okay.
any of the pressure around the shaft
so
or anything.
So the other penis pump that I used that was my partner's, it made his cock look like a zebra. Like the whole shaft and everything.
Explain that. I don't know.
It
what you
just
mean
made
that.
His cock really fat, and the veins stuck out all straight like a zebra. Which I didn't notice that with yours, but yes, all the blood in your cock with this pump, which is a different
right.
pump, it was all engorged in the head of your penis. It was
right.
very purple, like.
Which I think there's definitely some play. Like I know masturbating over the years, there's sometimes I've had play where I'll just play with the head and
mm-hmm.
try and, like, you'll squeeze the shaft sometimes, and
mm-hmm.
people may be listening where they understand. Like, you kind of squeeze it, and it kind of engorges the head, or you kind of just play with the head. So I could see this one is definitely more head-centric. So, I mean, yeah, we haven't tried. I mean, maybe we'll try other pumps on the my fuck. I'm as well now. Like, I'm the guinea
should
pig.
I write
I'm going to tell you
toy
from
companies
now.
And,
I'm going to tell you right now, we are never, ever fucking using these
tiny little clothespins.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They look like clothespins for dolls, like little tiny people. That was the worst. Did you? I can't wait till you hear the scream. I scream. Oh my God, babe.
You were dancing like you got ants in your pants. I felt bad. I really did. I was like, you poor thing. Your poor penis. Just,
and then we tried to play afterwards, and I was like, my dick was like, what?
I don't trust this bitch.
You like my sparkly toes?
Well, you're my guinea pig before I do this to other people.
Oh my goodness, is that my role now? I
well,
see.
Some people in my lives are.
Now, those pictures, I don't know about those pictures. We're going to have to see.
I don't
look
know.
At them. We were going to talk about a sex position today.
Besides
yes. me laying on the floor with a penis.
But I think
on.
We should talk about our sponsor, Switch Kitchen.
Sure, why don't you tell us about him?
Yeah, I think he would really like to hear about this experience.
I know that Alex would be laughing his ass off. In fact, Alex would have been sitting right here howling at it.
Yeah, right. He'd be like, I'm next.
Yeah, he would have been like, I'm next. But they make phenomenal porn. BDSM content is their biggest theme. Of course, it's all consent-driven, ethical porn.
And they are a wonderful supporter of our podcast. You can find them at switchkitchen.xyz. They have links to all of their various platforms that they support. And we thank them for their support, and we thank you for supporting them.
So, the sex position, and we have no questions this week.
So, I chose a sex position, which frankly is a fairly vanilla sex position. But it's a position I really enjoy. Actually just used recently, is when you are fucking missionary style, and I'm going to use the words female, but this, you know, relates to non-binary and others, is typically you take the one leg and you do it up really high, and then the male mounts on top. So in a missionary position, but kind of a scissoring effect.
Splitting their legs apart.
Splitting their legs. And what I find is you get a really deep penetration that way.
Yeah. I've felt that before sometimes. Though for me as the receiver, because I'm there's 3% of women who have what's called a tilted pelvis.
Okay. Yeah.
So I am one of those people. Apparently my pelvis has a weird tilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that position sometimes it feels like it's stabbing, or it can be a little painful.
Yeah.
On that
position. Well, because, because it depends on how.
Time.
Yeah, the angle. So it really changes the angle of the insertion. And again, you can get deeper. And also, like, as a bigger individual, I think it also helps to kind of get things a little bit more access to everything. I really like that position. And it's also kind of hot because I find the person below feels a little bit more submissive because the one leg is way up, the leg is down, and you're kind of
the side.
Yeah, and you're kind of like really mounting them and like really controlling them a little bit. I find it a really hot position, so that's my
position. The penetration is nice and deep for sure.
Yes, that's just definitely the biggest part of it, I think.
Yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it just varies, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess you could do that fucking some dude's ass.
I'm not sure, I guess.
Of course I take it.
You'll have to try it and let us know.
Absolutely. Any volunteers out there?
Oh my goodness, there's so many volunteers. You know, why are we never testing things on you? I think I'm going to find some devices and test them on you.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I let you do needles on my boob.
I know, we're going to do some more things on you. I'm just having a conversation out loud.
Do you have something in mind?
I don't yet. I'm with the COVID. While my penis.
What?
I'm just thinking of the stupid little.
No, you're not doing that stuff on me. No, you fucking eat shit.
I don't know why I said yes to that.
I would like to try those little suckers because I don't think sometimes they're strong enough.
Oh, the sucking vibrator. I agree. Yeah.
We should get some toy company. I don't. Dude, I'm a manual girl. I can do my own things.
Yeah. I would like be very curious about because you said that you don't think the suction is hard enough, right?
I had a friend that had one. Yeah. And I tested it on my arm, and I was like, what is this thing? It barely does anything.
But I've had friends and partners fucking swear by them. Like,
I've heard
like
women,
take it to
maybe
a new
they
level.
Just didn't get a good brand, or maybe it really needs to be on my clitoral area.
Maybe the lube, maybe more lube or something like that. Because I do have to say, like, part of what was important.
See,
was
I don't
the
use those things because I could really have someone suck on
my clit. Well, but I mean, I will say, like, one of the things with the penis pump, like, I was trimmed very well. Like, I don't have a lot of hair, but I wasn't hairless.
Yeah.
And the suction was no problem on that thing.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is an interesting. We'll see what happens if I actually do get lucky tonight.
Your poor penis.
I'm gonna be like, no clothespins. I can't believe you put a stupid clothespins. Oh, fuck.
You
I even said yes. I did consent. I actually told you where to put it. I actually should have put this on the bottom of my balls, actually. Never mind. Why am I giving you ideas?
Hey, if you guys really enjoyed this podcast episode and want to support it, feel free to rate it. You can do so on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Hit the rate button, leave a review if you want to put some extra effort. Also, you can support us by our merchandise through Threadless. We do t-shirts, towels.
Just looking at those towels. Stickers, I love those towels.
All that. And all those proceeds support the podcast. You also can support us directly through Patreon. Patreons will get contests, free episodes, bonus episodes, extra content, and be part of our community.
Discord. Like unique contests and stuff. And yeah, I mean, or sometimes we have bonus content at the end of the credits when we say stupid shit.
So you guys, if you'd love to do that, you can do that for as cost as little as $5.99 US, which is the cost of a Starbucks coffee once a month. Those proceeds help to pay for our website, our merch, our content.
Clothespins.
We do not purchase sex toys with the Patreon funds.
No, we don't.
But we do have contests that purchase giveaways, for sure. Jesus Christ, open. Are you in subspace?
No, my dick is sore.
You guys can find us at www.truenorth.com. Dom is D-O-M-M-E. Keep it kinky. Keep it freaky.
Bye.
Do you need aftercare?
Yeah, sure. Suck my dick.
Yeah.